Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Juan Pizarro. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Juan Pizarro. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bob Allison. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Zimmerman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Camilo Pasquale. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Camilo Pasquale. And now, play ball. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw takes first base on ball four. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McGraw. The throw from Zimmerman and he is safe. McGraw steals second. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasquale fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Pasquale. Landis moves to second. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen strikes out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allison scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Martin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew takes first base on ball four. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro strikes out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Alse fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCraw. The throw from Zimmerman and he is safe. McCraw steals second. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford strikes out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Stevens moves to second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman hits a line drive towards the mound. Pizarro reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Camilo Pascual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascual hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Ver Alse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ver Alse is 0-for-1 in the game. Ver Alse hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, White Sox. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 0-for-1 in the game. Pizarro is called out on strikes. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McCraw hits a line drive towards first. Allison reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, White Sox. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, White Sox. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall strikes out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rowland now pitching. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Robinson moves to second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Ward hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Nicholson pinch hits for Gene Stevens. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson strikes out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Landis moves to second. It's 6-2. White Sox. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Nicholson now playing left field. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 0 for 1 in the game. Zimmerman hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Gorrell pinch hits for Jim Rowland. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Plice now pitching. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 0 for 2 in the game. Pizarro strikes out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McCraw takes first base on ball 4. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 3 in the game. Buford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCraw moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCraw scores. Buford moves to third. It's 7-2, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nicholson takes first base on ball 4. Ward moves to second. Garland Shifflett now pitching. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Landis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buford scores. Ward scores. Nicholson moves to third. It's 9-2, White Sox. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Landis. The throw from Zimmerman and he is safe. Landis steals second. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Martin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 2 in the game. Verhals hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 2 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Oliva hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Oliva moves to second. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Oliva moves to third. Killebrew moves to second. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 0 for 3 in the game. Pizarro is called out on strikes. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. McCraw strikes out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allison scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Al Weiss now playing second base. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 2 in the game. Allison hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nicholson. Allison reaches second base with a double. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kindle strikes out. One out. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 0 for 2 in the game. Zimmerman hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty pinch hits for Garland Shiflett. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allison scores. It's 9-3, White Sox. Mudcat Grant pinch runs for Earl Batty. Zoilo Verhulst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhulst is 0 for 3 in the game. Verhulst hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Grant moves to second. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 3 in the game. Rollins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Twins 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Perry now pitching. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Nicholson strikes out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Hansen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Oliva hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 3 in the game. Hall hits a line drive towards first. McCrow reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Twins 3. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Martin strikes out. One out. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 0 for 4 in the game. Pizarro hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Killebrew. Pizarro reaches second base with a double. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pizarro moves to third. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Twins 3. the Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Allison hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-4, White Sox. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-3 in the game. Kindle hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nicholson. Kindle reaches second base with a double. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Martin for a passed ball. Kindle moves to third. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 0-for-3 in the game. Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Castro pinch hits for Jim Perry. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilhelm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Verhals takes first base on ball 4. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-4 in the game. Rollins strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.